Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning, 97.1. I'm Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass on a Thursday, which means Thursday touchdown in 30 minutes. It means two grand slam, a chance to win $2,000. I feel like this is the day.
Oh, you think so?
I do. I'm calling my shot. I think this is the day.
All right.
I hope you're right.
I hope so.
Looking at some of this, and I'm not going to give anything away, but hey, you're a big sports fan. I'm calling on you today. Come get this. $2,000.
All right.
$725.
It's right there.
Go get it. John, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited for a Thursday. I don't know what it is. I know, Heather, you think this is the worst day of the week.
I hate Thursdays.
Maybe I'm trying to talk my way through it. I have come to agree with you on most weeks.
Yes.
But this week it's really not Thursday for us.
That's what I was just gonna say. It's because it's like
it's kind of like Wednesday.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. Some of us work Monday.
Yeah. Well,
it'll all come out in the wash by the end of the year.
It
you're
does,
fine.
Yes. But I don't know. Odd week, right? With those that had Monday off for Veterans Day. And I kept reminding myself, and I actually put reminders in my phone as to which day trash day was, when leaf pickup was, because leaf pickup this time of year is vitally important. I had a record number of leaf bags out front of the house this week, and Teddy and I watched them pick them up. Yesterday, it was very gratifying.
You just reminded me, we put our trash out last night, but it's going to be a day delayed, so we did it a day early.
So, no, it's not.
What do you mean it's not?
I know normal holidays,
pushes it back a day,
but for our trash service, it didn't move. No, well, federal employees and, here, we took a day off. Not everybody takes the Veterans Day off.
I can never keep up with it. I'd rather put it out the day early than be the day late. And then you're sitting there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then you're sitting there with 2 weeks worth of trash.
This guy over here. Exactly. Last night, Pistons, Red Wings, both played, both nearly won. The Red Wings in overtime get it done. Simon Edvinson, nice little move.
Yep.
Called game, hit the big shot. Ron Holland did not hit either of the big shots at the free throw line at the end of the fourth quarter. The Pistons lose a game where probably should have won.
Young Buck. I mean, and he's such a good free throw shooter, too. You could kind of see the moment got to him.
And it's when he missed the first one short, I go, oh.
Yeah, after that, it's things got a little tight. The pucker factor was high.
Sphincters.
Yes. So... That's a little visual for you.
Who did that?
Why was there a slurp sound effect?
Who made that effect?
John. No, it's...
Yeah. No.
John. Things tighten it up.
In a world where both teams won, we were going to come in and say, which team is going to deliver more for their fan base? And we could still ask the question, which is going to deliver more for their fan base? What is your answer?
Well, I think we're much more acceptable for the Detroit Pistons. From what we've seen so far, at this point, have 5 wins, right? They didn't get 5 wins until nearly February last year. So we kind of feel like we're seeing the beginning of what's to come. And I have no idea how many of these players are even a part of what that looks like or what that is. But it feels like they are making progress. For the Wings, even though I know points are what matters in hockey, but they got back to 500 yesterday. It still feels like they are on a treadmill going nowhere.
I think asking it in the way that which team delivers more for its fans does kind of grade on a curve, right? It levels the playing field. You're right, because for a Pistons fan, this team delivering for you is not making the playoffs. I mean, it'd be great if they did, but they don't have to.
We talked about it yesterday, 35 on the high end, the high expectations, 40 wins, pushing for possibly being 500. That sounds like it's ridiculous.
Like, I think the Red Wings will win more games than the Pistons. That's not a bold stance. But for the Wings to deliver for their fans, they have to be playing hockey when the regular season's over.
Right.
And right now, 500 hockey where you're outshot in the majority of your games, including last night's win, that's concerning.
It was interesting, the exercise that we went through for the past half hour.
Yeah.
How many times have the Wings been outshot?
It was, not to bore people, I'll do this in abbreviated fashion. I went through every single game, box score. The Wings have been outshot in 11 of the 15 games this season. The four games where they outshot the opponent, they're 0-4. How does that make any sense?
Hey, well, you call up Newsy and let him know that you figured out the recipe for winning. It's not shots on goal. It's not taking maximum opportunities. This is where it's quality versus quantity. Right?
Yeah, listen. I mean,
that's the recipe.
They've won more games being outshot by 20 than outshooting the opponent this season. I don't know what to say. Now, again, I like that Raymond's pacing for a point per game. DeBrincat's putting the puck in the net. Larkin's scoring goals early. They are not as deep a hockey team as I would hope them to be at this point in the season, especially now that they've gone Sider and Edvinson together. They've said, we've got one super defensive pairing, and then the rest of the game is, you talk about pucker. I mean, this defense is no good. Thank you for that.
Is that Cookie Monster?
No, that was Mike Valetti. Want to play that again?
Was it really? I thought it was one of the Muppets.
From the magical year of 2006.
Six.
Oh, wow. Wow, going deep.
How would you answer the question? Pistons, Red Wings, which one delivers more for their fans? And we could take some ticket texts early in the show. We got a lot to do today. Well, we're gonna get into... Go ahead.
The easy answer is Pistons because the expectations are so low. So if they outkick their coverage, or even if they come close to what you expect them to be, I think it's just easier for the Pistons to be more satisfying to watch, even though it's going to be painful. You're going to have losses like you had, against Charlotte. You're going to have losses last night. Well, not just 1 point, but a tip in at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Like, that was painful. And then you have losses last night where you've got somebody at the line. You could win and beat a team that you should... they're 4-8, right? Milwaukee Bucks. Mm-hmm. But Giannis goes for, 59 points? And you see, you're watching something special on one side, and you have a chance to beat them. That's where it's frustrating, but you're so much more competitive this year than you were last year.
I feel with the Red Wings, we know their ceiling. I don't know how they get better this year than what they've shown or be better than last year. Honestly, Jim, you're the hockey guy on the show more than anybody.
Yeah.
I ask you, how are they better than last year? Make the case where they get better than last year. The 5-on-5 is atrocious.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the worst 5-on-5 teams.
They beat a terrible team last night. The Penguins allowed the most goals in the league. They had the worst goal differential, okay? And it took a 3-2 grinder. There was nothing... Like, last night was an opportunity with some time off to come out and just have a convincing 4-1 win, you know? And they just don't have... I think they're worse than last year, but because of the nature of the sport and puck luck and all that stuff, like, they got 91 points last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they get beyond 95. I really don't.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, I think a couple things you'd point to would be Cam Talbot's played well early in the season, especially the last three or four starts. He's looked good. He was good last night. Last year's goalie situation was a problem. If you're looking for where is that next gear for this team, stable goaltending play, because I don't think they're deep enough defensively with the bottom two pairings. Does Yzerman address it at the trade deadline if they can stay afloat until then? I mean, that's you're also going to need to see the young players that he's drafted grow up a little more. So Simon Edvinson hits the game winner last night.
Just don't make sure you don't block him. If you trade at the deadline, don't block any
just don't
of those.
Don't block him.
I find them to be a very, very, very stale watch.
Yeah.
I just am like, where's this going?
Yeah. So what's the range? You said, you know, how do they, if they were at 91 last year, how do they get to 95? What is it, 85 to 95 is kind of the range?
Yeah. I really think so. I don't know how they actually would get out of that window, and it's going to depend. It's the nature of the sport in puck luck, really. I mean, because that's hockey. You know, you find wins sometimes you don't deserve. Yeah, you had the stat about them 0-4 in the four games they've outshot opponents. I mean, they just...
Well, some of that will level off, right? They're going to lose some of the games where they've been outshot and got away with, and they're going to win some of the games like they had this weekend where they outshot both Toronto and the Rangers and the scoreboard didn't show it. Like, some of that comes out in the wash. I think this team will hover around that playoff bubble for most of the season. Mm-hmm. For the Pistons, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of uncharted territory for them, right? They're in these games. They're winning some of these games. I think it may be refreshing would be a word we would use to describe them. While they're certainly not polished, while I certainly don't think they're going to be in the playoff picture, they are refreshing in the sense that they're in these games. And it's not always pretty, right? They had a ton of turnovers two nights ago at the very end. Last night, your rookie's missing free throws to win you the game. It's not always pretty, but this is a much more competitive product than it's been.
I think it's a great word, refreshing, because it is. It's new. And I use the word stale for the Wings. I know exactly what the Red Wings are. I'm not quite sure what the Pistons are. The Pistons will probably end up with a worse record than the Red Wings. I think it's almost a no-brainer because they're already 5-8. But you know what? With the play-in and winning 35, 36 games might get you in the play-in in the East because the East is horrendous.
See, so I think that's too many wins.
So that's a little bit
It could be
fake,
but...
you know, in some ways, like fake contending we use with the Tigers.
Yeah.
But Jim, you said beyond Talbot. Where is it?
And no, it's got to be Casper, so it's got to be Edvinson, it's got to be a deadline, it's got to be, I mean, Kane. I mean, it's got to be guys that you didn't have for a full season.
So is he going to start 60-plus games, Talbot?
No, and that's the problem.
That's the thing.
And that's the issue I had when they added him, is I think he is more suited to be a backup. Like, he's not someone you should start 55 to 60 games. And at the end last year for L.A., when they did lean on him, he started to show some cracks. Not that different than Alex Lyon, who the Wings had leaned on a lot last season. No, this is not me trying to sell you the Red Wings. That's not what I'm doing here. But you asked me, where are they going to get a couple extra wins if Talbot's better in the first half than they got out of goalie play last year and they make a move at the deadline? They could absolutely be in the mix. I don't see the mix for the Pistons. I mean, I still have some concerns with the Pistons.
Oh,
Kate Cunningham's handle is atrocious. I mean, the turnovers, even late in that game.
Yeah, another six yesterday.
I know.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.